we're looking at this issue. Is there a problem with getting supply on job sites for builders?
I mean, just locally, you hear of people, you know, we had a mate here at Triple M who was building a home and couldn't get timber. Glenn, yeah.
Yeah, and apparently it's getting worse. Would love to know.
G'day, we've got Mike Agnew from Agnew Building Supplies. G'day, Mike.
G'day, Mikey.
G'day, guys.
Australia's seeing a housing boom, but builders are struggling to get the timber to make them. Is that correct?
Yeah, look, it's really difficult with, in particular, H2 framing and, you know, your structural framing timbers and your structural LVLs. You know, a bit of a world, you know, world building boom, I guess, but, you know, with the bushfires down south and the...
importing stuff?
The European product has sort of dried up a lot. So, you know, that's probably put about a 30%, you know, pressure on. But if you didn't have contracts in place prior to this, we've all sort of struggled to get any timber whatsoever.
Yeah. So just, I guess, for the layperson to understand how significantly it's hit the building market, let's say you were delivering 10 trucks of timber in a day, right? What has that gone down to?
Well, as far as framing, our framing is pretty much dried up, and like we miss out on the hardware that goes with all of the house sorts of framing. So we've got to sort of distribute it like 10 or 20 or 30 pieces at a time to each builder, and when you get calls from Adelaide and Melbourne and constantly places far away that are having to come pick up trailer loads of timber, there's a bit of a problem.
Wow. So people are coming from interstate to New South Wales to get their timber because they can't get it themselves.
If you're not a big player, there's people in Canberra that just aren't building houses or put on ice until they can get the timber.
Wow, that's interesting.
It's pretty serious, Mike.
All right, Mikey.
Mate, thanks very much for your time and your input.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
G'day, Ropedy from Wyoming.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good buddy.
Thanks, mate. What are your thoughts on the timber shortage?
It's been a real struggle, as the last caller was saying. We are still getting in LVLs to order, but it's taking, like, instead of 4 to 6 days, it's taking 4 to 6 weeks.
Now, that's the laminated veneer lumber, I found.
Yeah, they're structural beams, They're structural beams you normally use in flooring systems, roof systems, stuff like that.
Yeah.
The H2 framing is just like your internal frames, just termite resistant.
Yeah.
We're still getting some sizes of that in, but some are virtually unavailable. So,
how's that affecting your business, Ropedy?
Well, a lot of deliveries aren't supplying everything that the builders need, which therefore is slowing down the job sites.
Yeah.
Because they're waiting on stuff to come in, and the price increase that the stuff that's not readily available is increasing.
Yeah.
I think LVLs have gone up nearly 50% in the last 12 months, maybe.
And that's a lot when you consider how many of them you need for a standard floor.
Yeah, well, it's going to, I don't know the exact figures, but it's going to push the price of a new house build or a renovation up pretty significantly.
So, Ropedy, have they given a time frame as to when more timber will be available?
Not really. With the H2 frame, and a lot of it was coming out of New Zealand, but I've heard that that's all going to Europe and America now. Because they're getting more money for it, so we're missing out.
Oh, you're joking.
Jeez, biggest buyer pays. How do your clients feel about it? Because you've got to turn around to them and say, this is going to cost you more. Are your clients kicking back at you?
Yeah, well, a lot of them are trying to change to steel, but I've been told that steel's not a great deal better. It's going up as well and getting hard to get.
Mate, same thing. I spoke to a bloke the other day, getting boats really what? Difficult. Caravans. It's some cars as well.
Now we've got to start doing. Stop sending iron ore to China. Start making our steel here, and then we've cut the middleman out.
Yeah. We used to make LVLs, a lot of them in Australia. I think there's only one place in Australia that makes them now. There used to be a plant at Newcastle that used to make them.
Well, fingers crossed, mate, it might turn back. Yeah.
Let's get Australia building stuff.
Ropedy, thanks, mate.
No worries at all.